Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi, Vicki. My name is Valerie. I was going over my credit card statement, and I saw a charge from your company, and I don't remember ordering whatever
okay.
this is.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Valerie, I'd be more than happy to assist you today. May I have your zip code so I can see if I can locate an account for you, please?
Thank you. 43085.
Thank you. And what's your last name, Ms. Valerie?
Kerbler. K-E-R-B-L-E-R.
Thank you, ma'am. Ouch. Okay, I see an account for you. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes on your account, please?
6521 Proprietors Road, Worthington, Ohio, 43085.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Ms. Kerbler, it looks like you were charged $9.95 on the 2nd of March.
Yes, I recognize that one. Yeah, a lantern that was shipped.
Yeah, the Smart East Solar Power Campaign lantern. The charge that you see, ma'am, of $64.99 is because they enrolled you in something called the Gadget Store. What this is
please.
I
did never agree to that. I would never agree to something like that.
Actually,
I thought it was something funny.
Actually, there was a disclaimer once you pay the shipping and handling that indicates they're going to enroll you in this, and they give you a $125 gift card, ma'am, for something called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store.
No, I don't want any of that.
Okay, let me get it canceled for you, ma'am. You have something to write down your cancellation number?
Yes, I do. Just 1 second.
Certainly.
Just grab it. Okay, I'm ready, ma'am.
Okay, your cancellation number is going to be C, as in cancel, 6626862258.
Got it. Okay, I've got to write that on my thing here. Okay. I can't believe, it's just a scam. I can't believe it happened. Okay.
Yes,
but thank you, ma'am, for helping me, and
yes,
so you'll
ma'am.
Take it off on my next credit card statement.
Actually, what they do is offer a 35% refund, Ms. Kerbler, and that's because there was a disclaimer on there. So they will allow me to do a one-time courtesy of a 35% refund because they had it on there. And again, it's my understanding that you don't see it until you pay that shipping amount, and then they're... It's in the terms
I'll never
and
do this again. I can't believe I fell for this. Never will I do this again.
Hang on. Just a moment. Let me see if I can ask the supervisor if I can increase it.
Well, you know what happens? You know, they offer these, you know, like CVS, Walmart, all these people say you can get this prize if you answer the survey.
Yeah,
so you take the survey, and then they give you these incentives, you know, to order.
Right.
Oh, I will never take another survey in my life.
They had me doing them for months, saying I was going to get a free gift card. And then when it finally came time to cash in for the gift card, they said they didn't even send them to my state. So, I'm gonna increase.
I mean,
that.
You know, when you're a senior citizen and you only get one little check a month, you really got to be careful. Like I got the lantern from my granddaughter who goes camping, and I thought, no.
See,
and I'm like,
that's awful.
I'm so upset.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I refunded I refunded 50% versus the 35 for a total refund amount of $32.49. If I could give it back all to you, I promise I would. But they only allow us to refund up to 50%, so I gave you the maximum refund amount that I could. So I refunded
it's a mistake. It's a mistake well worth it now. Okay, thank you, Vicki, so much for the 50%. It's something anyway.
Yes, ma'am. I put it back on your Visa card, ma'am, ending 4018. Please allow 3 to 5 business days. Ms. Kerbler, before you get that money back, and I sent you a refund confirmation and a cancellation confirmation. And I sent both of those to valeriestarr@sbcglobal.net.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. And I hope your granddaughter enjoys the lantern.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Vicki.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Righty.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.